Good evening and welcome to the service. Our evening of singing, praising, worship, all the above should happen tonight for God's glory. If you would turn in your church hymnal to number 25. Number 25, and then I'll take two selections from you from either hymnal after this. A little bit of history on this song. This was sung at our wedding and 14 years ago, and it was it's always had an impact on my memory of my life, and I really think the song is laid out for joy. So let's all stand together as we sing this song.
Seventy-three
in the same book?
Yes.
All right. Pray. 578. I thank the Lord, my Maker, for all His gifts to me, for making me partaker of bounties rich and free, for Father and for Mother who give me clothes and food, for sister and for brother and all the kind and good. I thank the Lord, my Savior, who came for me to die and bless me with His favor and fit me for the sky, that all my sins of water by Jesus wash away. I may be found as spotted when comes the final day. I thank the Lord for giving the Spirit of His grace, that I may serve Him living and dying, reach a place where Jesus in His glory I shall forever see, and tell the wondrous story of all His love for me.
Greet each one and Jesus' name this evening. We sure have much to be thankful for and to praise God for. I would like to read from Psalms 57 this evening. This is a psalm of David when he fled from Saul and he went to the cave of Adullam, if I can pronounce it right, to hide and to find protection. But that wasn't the only place he went to find protection. I'll read the whole psalm there. Be merciful unto me, O God. Be merciful unto me, for my soul trusteth in Thee. Yea, in the shadow of Thy wings will I make my refuge. Unto these calamities be overpassed. I will cry unto God Most High, unto God that performeth all things for me. He shall send from heaven and save me from the reproach of him that would swallow me up, Selah. God shall send forth his mercy and his truth. My soul is among lions, and I lie even among them that are set on fire, even the sons of men, whose teeth are spears and arrows, and their tongue a sharp sword. Be thou exalted, O God, above the heavens. Let thy glory be above all the earth. They have prepared a net for my steps. My soul is bowed down. They have digged a pit before me, into the midst whereof they are fallen themselves. Selah. My heart is fixed, O God, my heart is fixed. I will sing and give praise. Awake up, my glory, awake up. Awake, psaltery and harp. I myself will awake early. I will praise thee, O Lord, among the people. I will sing unto thee among the nations, for thy mercy is great unto the heavens, and thy truth unto the clouds. Be thou exalted, O God, above the heavens. Let thy glory be above all the earth. David is here praying for God's mercy. He says, "Be merciful unto me, O God, be merciful unto me." I think that is his heartfelt cry. And you can just feel his desperation there, where he knows he needs God in the circumstances that he finds himself in, where he's running and hiding from his enemies for his life. But his prayer is not without hope. He says, "For my soul trusteth in thee. Yea, in the shadow of thy wings I will take refuge." You know, as a cloud on a hot, sunny, bright, sunny day, sometimes a cloud will overshadow us and gives us relief from the heat. Or maybe it's some other form of shade. But God is like that to us. Or as a bird that covers her young in the nest, so God provides a place of refuge for us. And I think he does that till he has seen us all the way through our calamity or what we're going through. Then in verses 3 and 4, it says, "God will send from heaven and save me," reproaching him that would swallow him up. And he sends his mercy and love, his truth, his faithfulness. Is this not how it is for us when we are being swallowed up, so to speak, with whatever we are facing? God is there for us. And then skipping down to verse 6, David's enemies have prepared a net. Says, "For my steps." And then in verse 4, it refers to men, the sons of men, whose teeth are like spears and arrows, and their tongue a sharp sword. And in Psalms 9, verse 15, kind of explains the same thought here. "The heathen are sunken down in the pit that they had made, in the net which they had hid. In the net which they hid is their own foot taken." God can turn those kind of things around as well. But here in verse 5, we have David praising God. He says, "Be thou exalted, O God, above the heavens. Let thy glory be above all the earth." We notice verse 11 is the very same verse. I think that those words are stated that many times for a reason. God is to be exalted. And then in verses 7 through 11, David continues his praise to God. He says, "My heart is fixed, O God, my heart is fixed. I will sing and give praise." His heart is prepared. It's steadfast in the Lord, and he will sing and give praise. He says that he will awake early to praise the Lord. And he will praise the Lord among the people. He will sing among the nations. Sounds like wherever he finds himself, he will do that. How about us? Let's praise him as well. I think David was in all earnestness here to praise the Lord for his great mercy and truth, for his faithfulness. So this evening, I think we have much to praise the Lord for, and he cares about each one. no matter what. No matter what you're going through, God is there. Excuse me. I know there a lot has taken place this last week. But God is there, even in the loss. A beloved one. We can still praise Him no matter where we find ourselves. With these thoughts in mind, why don't we stand for prayer? Let's see. Okay, next we have time for you children. What side do you want them on? Okay. Up, you gather up front here in front of the pulpit, and Nathaniel will lead you in some songs, so all the children may come forward.
Good evening, boys and girls.
Good evening.
Let's she step back here. Why don't you step up here in the front? Okay. Why don't you come here? There we go. And let's spread out just a little bit more. Now, for our songs tonight, let's think about this. What is this? Yes.
Pitch pipe.
What was it made for? Yeah. Music. Yes, that's right.
It helps write your song off, right?
That's the song off, right? That's right. And you know that is the only thing this thing is made for. I don't put it in a picture frame and make it look like a picture of a president. It's supposed to only be for a song. Well, the neat thing about it is that it's so much like me, so much like you. We were created for a song. And tonight, let's sing a song that is really good. I like the song, My God is So Big. Can we sing that with some emotions? Let's scoot out a little bit more. You got to raise your hands. You want to step up here just a little bit? Can we go step up front just a little bit more? Just a little bit more. Now let's do the motions, okay? My God is so big, so strong and so mighty. There's nothing my God cannot do. My God is so big, so strong and so mighty. There's nothing my God cannot do. The mountains are His. When we sing that song, at home, that's what we sing. And that's so true. There's nothing that God can do for you. He's big. Now our next song is using another hand motion called This Little Light of Mine. You like to sing that song? I do too. Because when it goes dark, it's not fun. Is it? Go out at night to close the chicken house door. Do you want a light? Maybe you don't have chickens. Maybe you have a little shut door you need to shut. Or put your pipe away. Well, today we can be like that little flashlight. Alright, let's sing with the emotions, okay? This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine. I'm gonna let it shine. yours. Jesus loves me. Now, do you know what the last little verse says in that song? Loves little children. We'll think about that when we go to the end of this song, okay?
Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. Little ones to him belong, they are weak, but he is strong. Yes, Jesus loves me, yes, Jesus loves me, yes, Jesus loves me, the Bible tells me so.
Did you remember what you sang? Little ones to him belong, they are weak. Did you ever pick up something too big and it fell over picking it up? Well, Jesus is with you because he knows that you're a little weak sometimes. But you're so strong because you can walk him. All right, that's all I have tonight. You can go back to your place.
Okay, thank you, children, for those songs. Daniel, I always like to hear you children sing. Okay, let's, in our Christian hymnals, turn to song number 510. He hideth my soul.
He hideth my soul.
When
cold in his brightness transported I rise to meet him in clouds of the sky. His perfect salvation, his wonderful love, I'll shout with the millions on high.
Okay, let's turn to song number 42.
Jesus, thy boundless love to me. Thank you.
Stands out to me is second song back. There's a little line in there that says, "I'll shout with the millions on high." And my mind went back to the Sunday school class this morning when we were discussing choices and all, and Ron Schrock brought up the point, if we would only learn to forgive, that's our greatest thing that will probably keep most of us from entering that millions. And really spoke to me, Ron. The song that I want to sing is in the Christian hymnal 478, "I Know Whom I Have Believed." And as I understand, this was written in 1883. Taking this portion from 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 12, "I know whom I have believed and am persuaded that he is able to keep that which I have committed unto him until against that day." And I think of that, do I know him well enough to let some of those things that might hold me back go? And this story is very grabbing to me, and I wanted to share it with you because I sing this song, but I didn't know the story behind it, and I don't think that I've ever heard of it. The golden era of English hymnody gave us names like Watts, Wesley, Newton, and Cowper. The lighter, more emotional age of American gospel music gave us a new set of names like Sankey, Crosby, Bliss, and the author of this hymn, Major Daniel Webster Whittle, as you'll notice over there in the left-hand side. Whittle entered the world in Chicopee Falls, Massachusetts, about 90 miles west of Boston on November 22nd, 1844. He left home as a teenager and moved to Chicago, where he secured a job as a cashier at the Wells Fargo Bank. When the Civil War broke out, Whittle enlisted in the 72nd Illinois Infantry. He had fallen deeply in love at the time, and on the day prior to his departure, he married his sweetheart, Abby Hansen. With trembling heart, Abby watched her new groom leave with Company B, heading into the bloodiest conflict in American history. Imagine her alarm when the news came that he had been badly wounded in the Battle of Vicksburg and taken prisoner by the Confederates. His injuries were serious. He had lost his left arm. He had lost his right arm. But the Lord was with him in it. For while in the hospital recovering from his wounds, the young prisoner of war grew bored. Looking around for something to read, Whittle grabbed a spare New Testament. As he read its words, his heart was moved and he felt a need to accept Jesus as his Savior. He wasn't ready to do that, however, and he drifted into sleep. Shortly, a hospital orderly awakened him, saying that another prisoner of war was dying and wanted someone to pray with him. Whittle replied that he was unable, that someone else should be called. The orderly said, "But I thought you were a Christian. I have seen you reading your Bible." Whittle later wrote, "I dropped on my knees and held the boy's hand in mine. In a few broken words, I confessed my sins and asked Christ to forgive me. I believed right there he had forgiven me. I then prayed and pleaded God's promises. When I arose from my knees, he was dead." A look of peace had come over his troubled face, and I cannot but believe that God had used him to bring me to the Savior. Use me to lead him to Christ's precious blood and find pardon. Daniel Whittle later wrote this hymn, "I know whom I have believed," as an expression of his testimony of his faith in Jesus Christ. And I like the words because of the confidence they ring out as you sing this. Think of that confidence. Do you know whom you have believed? When you wake up tomorrow morning, do you know that you are Jesus? Christ's ambassador for that day? It's been a powerful song for me, and I hope it is for you. Let's sing this song together. 478.
Thank you.
Would you have a song that you would like to sing?
I know I love thee better, Lord, than any earthly joy. For thou hast given me the peace which nothing can destroy.
Second graders can come up.
There aren't very many of them here tonight, so we're going to ask the third and fourth graders to come up too.
The rains came down as the floods came up, and the house.
thank you very much. That was very good for impromptu. And it looks like I'm sure you've probably practiced that already at school. Okay. The Christian hymnal sing song number 458. We want to have a men's impromptu group. And whoever wants to sing can come up front. And is Jason Miller here? I'm not sure. Yes, he is. Would you mind to pick out a couple songs? Please. Thank you. We'll have two songs before that.
"'Tis so sweet to trust in Jesus, just to take Him at His word, just to rest upon His promise, just to know as saith the Lord. Jesus, Jesus, how I trust Him.
Made for the pure and the free.
this time.
Fountain open for all.
thank you for coming up and joining in that song. Those songs. Thank you, Jason, for contributing there. I'd like to lead my favorite song. And 521 in the Christian hymnal. This is one of them. One of them that's been mine for a long, long time. Little story behind it. Rock of Ages, cleft for me. And there in the mountains in Kentucky, there's these rock walls. And to understand the strength here in this, the first Rock of Ages, we have a sheer cliff coming down. Let's say it's dropping thousands of feet. And there's a cleft. That's a place that a bird could build its nest. It's a little place in the rock that maybe in the erosion or in the creation of the rock wall that God put this little piece out so that something could rest on it. Sometimes there'll be a tree growing out of those clefts. And if you're climbing a rock wall, you can grab a hold of it. But what really, as I see that picture, life keeps changing. Things keep happening. People keep going and making decisions that you just see, wow, why would they do that? And there was a time in my life where I was here in the congregation and I was really searching, understanding because of the influence of my brothers and understanding where they're going and there was a quest to go with them. And I think some of y'all might know that. But that's why this song has become so close to me, because regardless of those things that keep changing and the influence of changing and going with this direction and all for this direction, in Jesus there's a cleft and we can hang on to that. When even your best friends go directions that you just go, why? So, again, for a change of position, let's stand to sing this. But I'd like the sisters to sing the second verse and then the third verse for the brethren. And then the last verse, we'll all join together. And after this song, we will return the time back to the ministry.
Rock of Ages, cleft for me, let me hide.